Hey guys, it has been so long since I have recorded and released an episode on this podcast, but I promise I am back and I'm better than ever, and I'm excited to talk about some stuff, so let's dive in. So the number one thing that's been on my mind during my hiatus has been, I don't know, like, I question if I've done any growing, because a lot's happened. If you know me personally, you know a lot's happened between the span of me starting this podcast and to now. It's been, I think, almost maybe 8 months, maybe a year since I've recorded. And I always ask myself, have I done any growing? And I think I have, but what I wanted to talk about was, trauma. let's just talk about the elephant in the room, trauma. Everyone in the world has some form of trauma that affects every decision that they make. You can lie and say, oh no, I'm fine, you know, I go to therapy, that's cute, Karen, but, you know, you can't fight it. Trauma affects everything that we do. And recently I've been looking back on some things that have happened in my life that make me the way that I am, and I was having a conversation with a friend, and they asked me, they said, if you, shout out to Freya, love you, boo, if you could forget about the pain and everything that's happened, would you? I said no. And I don't really understand why I said no, but I think for me at least, I have the notion that everything that we go through adds pieces to who we will end up being. And so if I were to forget about things that have caused me pain and hurt, I'll lose a lot of who I am, and I'll be behind in who I'm supposed to be. So it's kind of like a double-sided sword. It's like, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I think that trauma is really important to character, but how you process and evaluate the trauma shows your growth. And I think over the past year, I've definitely done a lot of growing, because I've been analyzing and trying to understand my trauma and how it affects my decisions in life. And also, another thing that I realize is that, first of all, it's 2020. Almost everybody has anxiety. If you don't, then congratulations, you're malevolent, because everyone has anxiety. And my freshman year of college, I had a mental break, and I don't mean like, oh my god, I'm so stressed, like, I feel like I'm having a meltdown. No, like, I had a genuine mental break, and I suffered from the worst anxiety attacks I didn't think existed. Like, I didn't know what brand, what subscription I was signed up for, but it was intense. I suffered from dissociation, derealization, all of those. Look them up, they're real. Like, that, it's not a game. Like, genuine, like, forgetting my existence and my, like, me, forgetting who I am for 20 minutes at a time, even in the middle of my sleep. It's very scary. And I had a therapist that I had to talk to, because my school was concerned, and I had a moment during one of my sessions where I was talking about my trauma, and I realized that the reason why I think the reason why my body was being so defensive in my new state, being, you know, away from my toxic family and kind of solidifying my independence in an environment that wasn't negative or filled with sadness. The reason why my body was so defensive is because I didn't I wasn't comfortable with the idea of myself being happy. I had never experienced like my whole being happy. So when I was getting closer and closer to it, my body naturally rejected the idea, which caused me to step outside of myself because I had associated myself with sadness and trauma and not me surviving trauma and being and growing into the person I was. I had associated myself with just the pain, but not the growth. And so I was not used to myself becoming happy, and my body reacted. And I think that it was a very groundbreaking time for me, because it's when I started to process things that happened to me. And nowadays, people my age at least don't process things that happen. Like, we let them happen. We're like, ah, okay, cool. That, oh wow, like that just took place. Cool, gonna file that and move on. We don't assess what happened. We don't try to feel how it made us feel, and to cope with it, and to understand it, and to not react in a negative or rash way. And I think that can be a upside, because if something bad happens, we naturally move on, we naturally progress. But the downside is you're not feeling anything. Like you don't feel genuinely connected to your environment. And if you're not processing the trauma and the events that are taking place in your life, you're not growing. You become stagnant. And that's, I honestly feel like that should be everyone's biggest fear. So I'm tasking myself this new year, this new version of myself, or same version, different growth, is to process things. Don't sweep them under the rug and hope that they figure themselves out, because one thing I do know is your body will figure it out for you. Your mind will figure it out for you, whether you want it to or not. But yeah, on to lighter things. Here we go. Got the hot and heavy, not the hot and heavy, that was ill put. Now that we've gotten the rhythm and blues out of the way, I wanted to talk about something that recently happened that kind of threw me for a loop, but kind of just made me sit and think. So a friend of mine was going through kind of a lapsed heartbreak, trying to figure out how they felt about a situation that happened, and I know that for the most part, closure was the main issue, but it made me think about, like, love, I suppose, not necessarily love, but kind of the scary part of starting something new with someone. And this isn't, like, planned conversation or anything, but I, like, it's just been on my mind lately. Like, this, my friend had a genuine fear of starting something new with someone else because of past hurts. And I know that we've all been there, and it can be very scary, but it got me thinking. I have gathered over the years that the idea of dating is very misconstrued. Not misconstrued, but just people have a different way of doing it nowadays. In my mind, the purpose of dating, yes, you think of a long term, obviously, but people misplace their long term with each person that they're with. My long term doesn't have a face on it yet. I don't know who I'm gonna end up with. I have no idea. How would I ever know that? But I know at this point what kind of person I want them to be, as I check things off my list of, from experiences and heartbreaks that I've had. So it's like with every heartbreak, I'm getting closer and closer to knowing the exact type of person that would be perfect for me. And I think that's the purpose of dating. yes, you have a long term, but you disappoint yourself and the other person when you assume that they're going to be your end game. They have the saying that the olden folks use, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. And I swear that's how I feel every time I put the pressure of this, of a relationship being my long term, when I put that pressure on it, I feel like an ass when it doesn't work out, because it's like, wow, that was a heartbreak, that was a disappointment I set myself up for. And it's not to say that when you go into different situations you shouldn't give it your all. I say you give it your all. Don't live halfway, don't love halfway. Like, there's no purpose in selling yourself short just because you're scared. And it is scary, it's terrifying. Like, getting your heart broken or things not working out, it's so discouraging and it's so disappointing. But when you're in it, you know, speaking from, you know, not being naive about dumb situations, but when you're in it and it's, there's a connection and you're learning a new part of yourself or a new part of another human, it feels like meeting, I don't know, I want to say a different version of yourself, but that isn't really correct to describe it. It feels like shedding old skin. It kind of is like a restart. It's like it has all the young joys and the innocence of starting something new with someone. That feeling I'll keep trying. I don't care how many times it takes, but that feeling, it makes it worth it. And if, you know, one day, who knows, even now, I'm with someone that I hope is my end game, I think that even that hope is worth it. But yeah, our generation kind of, don't put too much pressure on things. Like, you're not, just don't do that, because we already got enough stress to go on. The world is gonna, it's about to end, okay? Think, the clock is ticking. Don't put any stress on anything, because you don't know. None of us do. You don't. Them student loans, sis, don't worry about it. That boy that didn't text you back or didn't let you know what he was up to all day, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That phone bill, don't worry about it. It's fine. It'll get paid. That rent, it'll get paid. Go out. Take yourself out to eat. Treat yourself. And guys, too, treat yourselves. Because don't take every experience and every moment too serious. Just live it. That's all I gotta say. Oh my god, it's so late. I'm recording this at 2 a.m. for anyone that ends up listening to this tomorrow. But like I always say, if you flock with me, rock with me. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to try to be more consistent in my recording schedule and no more gaps. If I'm going through a gap, I'll upload something just to scream into the recording. Just pure, unsaturated scream. Consistent, good breath control, just a scream. Just so you guys know I'm alive. I'm not going to be disrespectful no more. But you guys have a good one. Talk to you later.